In Sacramento, California, state lawmakers have been locked in the assembly chambers all night to try to pass a budget. The budget is now 29 days late, and it's needed to deal with the state's record $38 billion budget shortfall. The state Senate passed a budget last Sunday, but early this morning, the assembly came up short on votes for passage. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is at the state capitol. Your long night has become a long morning. What's going on?
Well, Bob, this whole drama actually began noon Monday when the assembly went into session. And as you mentioned, they've been at it all night. The Speaker, Herb Wesson, says they're not going to leave until he gets the votes he needs to pass this budget. And that's a challenge because he needs two-thirds and not just a simple majority. He needs all the Democrats plus some Republicans, and he has already lost some Democrats. Earlier this morning, they had a vote. He had only 45 ayes, including four Republicans, but he needs 54 votes. So he says he won't end the lockdown until he gets more Republicans signing on to this budget plan.
Now, what's in the budget?
Well, primarily and most significantly, there are no new taxes except for a hike in the car tax that was ordered by Governor Davis earlier this year. No new taxes is important because that's exactly what the Republicans have been holding out for. There are some cuts in health care and human services and education. And most troubling to everybody, it borrows another $11 billion, which is to be paid over the next 5 years, which essentially delays the problem. But again, I want to mention that it contains no new taxes.
And Republicans are not voting for it.
Well, they're losing votes on both sides. You've got some liberal Democrats who won't vote for it because they don't like the cuts. But Republicans are saying that this budget doesn't really address the budget crisis, that there will be another deficit next year because the plan merely rolls over about $8 billion to the next fiscal year. And that's what they say is their primary objection.
How does this affect the recall movement against the governor, Gray Davis?
Some people think it adds to his problems, but what he's trying to do is he wants to see it passed and signed. This budget impasse has been a thorn in his side. It has contributed to his lack of popularity, and he has already indicated that he wants to see it signed as soon as possible. So he's been urging the assembly to send it to him, and hopefully he can get it done this weekend.
Is that part of the reason why he's having trouble?
I think that there is a little bit of politics going on. On the Republican side, they know that by delaying this, it makes the governor look cast the governor in the best light. But again, I want to mention that in the California Assembly, you've got 80 members, 32 of whom are first termers who have only been in the Assembly for about 6 months. Handling a $38 billion budget deficit is very new business to almost half of this Assembly.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in Sacramento, California.